And we American women, you church members. I'm not talking as much you here as this is safe, you know. You church members, out there wearing shorts and carrying on the way you are. Every year you take a little bitty off and you have shorts and then shorty shorts and then shorty shorts and shorty shorts and all like that. Well, you poor, deluded church member, you're worse than you are in Africa.
Amen.
When them women stood right there that day when 30,000 received Christ as their personal Savior at one time, and you sing in choirs and wear shorts in the yard to cut your grass in downtown, you are worse than they are. They'll rise in the day of judgment and make you ashamed of yourself.
Amen.
I've seen women standing there as naked, didn't have nothing but a little patch over the front of them like that, and up in their parts, or their bust parts, nothing at all, and just one little strap about 4 or 6 inches a little around their waist like this, hanging in front of them, and a man too standing there totally naked, didn't know right and left hand. And as soon as the power of the Holy Ghost come, them women folded their arms and nothing to cover their bosom over, folded their arms in shame and walked away. And the next day they had clothes on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's no uncertainty about that. The Holy Spirit makes you put on clothes. You makes you act decent. Nothing uncertain about that. Don't you want Him? Wouldn't you love to serve someone like that? The Lord Jesus? Get away from these uncertain sounds. Oh, you're a pauper little thing. Yeah, all fixed up and everything. You think you're a pauper, but honey, you're dying.
Amen.
You think you're living, you're dying. The Bible said the woman that lives in pleasure is dead while she's alive.
Amen.
The Bible said that. That's no uncertain sound. It said she's dead.
Yeah.
That's right. No uncertain sound about it. It's certainty, brother. God is a holy God. And when a man is born to the Holy Spirit, he's a candidate. He's not only that, but he's a king. He's a prince. He's from another nation. His kingdom is above. He's filled with God's power, God's presence. The woman that does that puts on clothes. The man lives decent and true to his wife. The wife lives true and decent to the husband. They want nothing of the world. Their affections are set on things above. They're finished with the things of the world. They are new creatures in Christ, and they're holy. Live it. Not them holy, but the Holy Spirit's governing them. They don't have their own mind. The Holy Spirit moves in them. That's the reason they act crazy to the people of the world. Because they're moved by a spirit of another kingdom.